Now, we come to another period in the history of these people. Here, why Stephen reminds them of the deliverance out of Egypt, and that God made Moses the deliverer. And the children of Israel, first they refused to follow him, and Moses had trouble with them all the way along. Now, will you notice, as we go through this section here, let me drop back. And when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. Now, if you'll notice here, the comments that Stephen adds will confirm some of the things that we said when we were studying about Moses. I made the statement that Moses would have been the next Pharaoh, and he would have, because she brought him up for her own son, and she was Pharaoh's daughter. He had no sons. This Pharaoh didn't. He'd been the next in line. Now, verse 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds. Now, there's several things that we need to say at this particular point, because when we read about the fact that he was brought up in the wisdom of the Egyptians. Well, the wisdom of the Egyptians is not to be despised even in this advanced day when we feel like we know about everything. We've never given the Egyptians full credit for what they knew. They had developed mathematics and chemistry and engineering and architecture and astronomy to a very fine point. They had developed these fields of study in a way that was remarkable. Look at the pyramids. Look at the colors that they find in the tombs, colors that have stood the test of years. They're embalming the University of the Sun, in that day a pagan university, of course, highly developed. They knew the distance to the sun. They were not near as ignorant as we seem to think that they were. Now, Moses had the advantage of that day, being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had the advantage of learning all that. Now, he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. Now, he was outstanding. But there's something else that I should say. He was not prepared to lead God's people. Fact of the matter is, all the learning of the world of that day did not equip him to lead God's people. Very candidly, friends, all the wisdom that men have today is not enough even to understand the Word of God. It's just difficult. The natural man will receive not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. Why? They're spiritually discerned. This man Moses is learned in the wisdom of the day. He's not equipped to deliver God's people. He's not ready. And so God, after the first 40 years, put him out in the desert, on the backside of the desert, and gave him a B.D. degree, backside of the desert degree, and prepared him to become the deliverer.